10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Versace Tebow.
Some new wonder catcher if you can, because I'm
fingers bled was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, and I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, those wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life. Hey! Ain't no use in complaining when you got a job to do. Spend my evenings down at the drive-in, and that's when I met you, yeah.
Hey y'all, you're listening to 91.7 WYXR Memphis, all over the place with Bruce and Jesse. We are going to Canada tonight. You can hear classic Brian Adams, Summer of 69, playing in the background now. We've already listened to some Neil Young, Loner, The Guest Who, Road Food, Viet Cong, Silhouette, Simply Saucer, Electro Rock. And we've got more on tap, so hang in there.
Anyway, why you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. In the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown, he went running through the whisker weed chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes, and those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote, I just get off a boat race. You just pick up a hitcher, a prisoner on the white lines on the freeway. He's staring a hole in his scrambled legs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and eagles and tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. This flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the free. Thank you.
That's funky.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. We'll be right back. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Came upon this highway. stay a while till the night is over. I'm just a station on your way. I know I'm not your lover.
Inside my lonely room, there is no one. Howdy out there. You are listening to WYXR 91.7. This is All Over the Place with Bruce and Jesse. We've been listening to a bunch of fun stuff from Canada tonight. Pretty mixed bag. Let's see, hopping back where we left off. We did Joni Mitchell's Coyote, The Spaceships, My Teenage Queen, Red Riders, Lunatic Fringe, Voivod Experiment. After that, a pretty jarring jump into Gordon Lightfoot's Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And after that, we had Mac DeMarco doing Dreamin' off of Mac DeMarco 2. Leonard Cohen's Winter Lady off of his Songs of Leonard Cohen. And after that, the band Whispering Pines. You just heard Women's Locust Valley. We got a little bit of more women in the background right here for a second. And then we're going to end this show with one more Neil Young song, Transformer Man, in a second. Keep listening. Donate to the station. Have a good night.